This is Sidebar with Sarah Bell. I'm Sarah Bell, and I'm here with my friend Seth Ruddick. How you doing?
Hello. Good. I'm great. Right.
We're gonna get some cat talk.
Cat talk. Yeah.
So I had to start. I had to hit play, hit record.
Yeah, you have one.
But you have. You live with two cats.
I live with two cats. Yes, correct.
Kind of sounds terrible.
I live with seven people, and one of them owns two cats.
Whoa, you live with seven people?
Yeah, there's a lot of room. Well, I think six. I think the one got evicted. They were drilling out his like lock, so I think he's gone.
You live with so many people, you don't know how many people.
Yeah, though. Yeah. But I know the one dude, Ray, who owes me money, he's got two cats, and the one is all right. Like, the one will... we've gotten this relationship now where it knows I come in super late. He'll wait for me by the top of the stairs. And then be like, oh, what's up? And then I give him a couple scratches. And then he goes to his little bed. I'm like, what? Like, immediately he'll go to his little bed. I'm like, oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Hell yeah.
I don't feed him or nothing. So this is pure love that cat has.
Dude, I was on the road, and I was right outside of Atlanta last weekend. And here, I'll do this. I was on the road last weekend, and I was, like, standing outside talking on the phone, just, you know, taking a little break from the people I was with.
Happens. Happens.
I don't know, dude. I think I might be a little bit crazy. Like, it's hard for me to be around people 24/7. But I stepped outside. I was, like, walking around, smoking a cigarette, talking to my friend on the phone. And this black cat just came up right up to me.
Just a wild cat?
A wild cat. Stray cat.
You're in a hotel.
I'm in a hotel.
Gotcha. Motel? Like, doors open right
no,
out?
No, it was like a, you know, kind of like a Holiday Inn.
Okay, so you're outside of the full building.
I'm out of the building.
Man, where's
right
that
off
cat
on the side of the
from?
Highway.
Yeah, it's a highway cat. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, it was a stray highway cat.
Yikes.
And then, like, just, you know, within 30 seconds of me looking at it, it was up, right up, like, on my leg, rubbing against me.
That's where I get weirded out, because they got, like, diseases and bugs outside.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not going to really fucking touch you.
Yeah, I'm not, I don't want to touch you. I had this job where I would drive around, install phones for deaf people. I went to Delaware.
Wait,
once.
Hold up.
Yeah, it's
you would install telephones for people that could not hear?
They could kind of hear. But, like, if they totally couldn't hear, this phone was not for them. But...
Yeah, no phone is for a deaf person. That's what I had to say.
No, they have captions on them. It's clear captions.
Okay, so you're setting up an attachment to the phone.
No, it's a full phone. Full phone. It's got, like, a little tablet on the side of it, full phone. I plug it in, boom, in we go.
All right, but you're setting something up where it can transcribe.
Yeah.
And when you say phones for deaf people, it sounds like you're trolling the person that you're talking to.
Well,
which was me right now, and I feel sad about
it. There are phones for they're pretty deaf. Like there's a process where you gotta like do this like call thing. Like you gotta show them how to use the phone, pretty much. Some of them were what? Like just so bad, and it's like just say yes when I look at you. Like it was pretty much what we worked out.
I'll get
out of your fucking house, dog.
They'll never be able to call like a customer service thing now because you don't even talk to a person. You're just talking to a robot.
Well, so this place, they still use India, and the clear captions phone does not do an Indian accent very well. So it fucks up those words when it translates them every time. They're like, who's what?
Those things really don't account for like accents. Our ears naturally adjust. Try doing that, AI.
Yeah, bitch. You can do Shrek as Tom Cruise, but you can't do a fucking cool-ass accent. Probably.
Shrek as Tom Cruise? Or Tom Cruise as Shrek?
You know, either or. Whichever one, AI can do it both ways.
Hold up, though. The idea of cartoons doing impressions of other actors is the funniest thing I think I've ever heard. It might be weird, but that sounds hilarious.
It ain't bad.
An impression of Shrek as Shrek doing an impression of... Oh,
they're
man.
Coming for our jobs. It's scary.
No, I would love to see AI be as cute as me. And be as sad about bombing. You know what? It's like there's a human element to watching a comic do bad and pull themselves out of it that AI could never
touch. But anyway, folks. Yeah, I want to see an AI deal with that.
The AI bomb. I didn't actually bomb. Everyone tells me I'm not bombing because on stage I'm like, I'm bombing. And then they go off stage and they're like, you're not really bombing. And I'm like, Well, when you bomb, you don't know that you're bombing. So I actually can't trust your opinion.
Oh,
I know.
Oh, yeah. Some people, they never bomb. And it's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Never
like,
bomb? I was in Does the same room, you've never dude? Tried yeah. anything? Like, to me, it's like, yeah, if someone tells me that they've never bombed, I'm like, you're absolutely delusional.
You're a delusional person. Yeah, yep.
Because I don't think I'm not funny. And, or like, I do, I don't know why I say I don't think I'm not funny. I do think I'm funny.
There you go.
I'm trying to be more positive.
Good. I think you're not funny.
There you go. Thank you. Amazing.
The constant failure, like, it does something to you. And to
I'm saying I'm funny and I still bomb all the time.
100%.
I've watched some of my favorite comics bomb my favorite sets I've ever seen them do.
Is that
I honestly
right?
love
yeah.
watching
Oh
bomb.
My God, yeah. Yeah, man.
I kind of love it. I'm so sorry.
Especially with somebody who's really good and you don't see them bomb that often. It's like, ooh, shit, it can't happen. Look
That's
at
why
that.
When I say yeah. great set to you and you bombed, I mean it.
Yeah.
Because it was a great set for me to
yeah,
watch.
Yeah, I laughed the whole time. You'd hear me laughing. Yeah.
Oh, man. I went and saw my ex and he was bombing, hosting.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the only one laughing. And I was genuinely laughing at his jokes.
Not
I was genuinely laughing
yeah,
at
yeah,
his
yeah.
jokes. But the rest of the room was not into it.
Damn.
They were not having it. He definitely kind of gave up.
Mm-hmm.
But I was cracking up. And at one point, he like even acknowledged. He's like, well, you know, thanks at least to this, you know, one person in the back.
There you go.
But then got off stage and found out that the one person was me, his ex.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, man.
Yeah, it's a bad feeling.
Should I check in on him in the morning? I just felt like that was like, that's the worst case scenario. It's like when I'm bombing, I don't want my friends around.
Yeah, yeah. I've gotten to the point. Honestly, how long have you, in your comedy career, like pie graph, how much of it do you think is a bomb? Because like first 2-3 years. Are just a blur of bad for me.
Dude,
I'm
really
curious. Now I'm hitting a stride where I'm doing I have a confidence and I do good, but like, ooh.
Yeah, like I ooh. Think my bomb level always kind of moves up, like shifts up.
Sure, yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like, I haven't bombed as hard as I bombed in the first 3 years since the first 3 years.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But, like...
Occasionally, you'll catch one.
I never did well.
Yeah, of course.
Either. So
yeah.
I didn't really have anything
you didn't know
to
anything
compare
to.
Yeah. It's like, what am I comparing this to?
Mm-hmm.
Now I know which... I know I'm bombing because I know that I'm not getting, like, what would be more typical for a reaction to one of my jokes.
Uh-huh.
But also, now on stage, I'll just be like, you guys suck.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I don't really... I try not to do that. But like,
no, that can tank it for sure. But there is something to be like, no, there's something here, and you guys are not giving it to me.
On Monday, I did a show where the room was full of people, everyone was paying attention, and every single comic bombed.
Damn.
And I was like yelling at the audience, being like, what's wrong with
you
guys?
Yeah, it's, and yeah,
I said, you know what, get up and leave. I'm like, gonna walk the room. I'm like, the second comic on the lineup. I'm like, you know what, if you're not having a good time. Just go. And all the comics in the background,
beat it.
What is she doing?
Because they're all like, I can turn it around.
Yeah.
Just wait till I get up there and tell them about my fist fuck joke.
Everyone's like, oh, yeah. My thing about my taint is going to really crack the room open.
Really do it. I hate it, man. Because I've been there a million times. Like, come on, stand back. And then I get off. Nope, didn't want me either. And that's,
but you
a
just
nice,
keep
humbling
that to
feeling.
Yourself. You don't tell anybody, I'm going to crack the room open.
Yeah, of course.
You sit there, you look all anxious with your little notebook, but in your head you're like, I'm going to do it.
I'm going to do it, Not this
and
time,
then,
kid.
Yeah, I bombed anyway. And it was funny because it's like, I've been hanging out with this new guy and like he came to the show. The first time he saw me do stand-up. And I told him, I was like, I'm going to bomb.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's Monday. I'm exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
I came here right from work.
Yeah.
I ate shitty fried food next door. And there was one guy in the audience, though, that was, like, yelling out, like, he kind of wasn't yelling at me. He was, like, yelling, like, towards the rest of the audience. He was like, she's funny.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, give her some more. Like, what is your deal?
Dude.
He kind of had my back. And I was like, thank you, man.
I had that in Florida one time. The guy turned around. It was like six or seven dudes walking with their ladies. They're like, oh, comedy. Sit down right up front. And they turn around. They're like, yo, man, what the fuck is your problem?
Yeah,
these guys are funny. And like just getting mad at the comics because they don't know the etiquette that they none of them have seen this a million times over. So they're like, it was great. I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah, guys. Yeah, stir them up. I'm with you.
Yeah. There was somebody who had a wheelchair.
Mm.
And the wheelchair was like sitting in the middle of the thing. But like it was like one of those like, you know, it wasn't like a regular like a wheelchair like this. It was like one of those, like, I don't know what it even is. It's like it looks, but to me, it looked like a stroller, right? And I was like, you know, I was like, what the fuck is this stroller doing here? Someone would wheel me out of here. And then someone was like, it's my wheelchair. I was like, I've got to go.
Oh, no.
I was like, even better.
Oh, no.
I'm like, even more reason to roll me out, please. Like, I didn't start to get, like, all weird and apologetic about, like,
of course
accidentally.
Not.
I'm like, you're not going to be upset. I didn't say, like, who let this girl with a wheelchair in here?
Yeah, who the fuck
here?
My wheelchair's in? Yeah. Rhubarb threw candy
I'm like,
at
oh, what? This place is wheelchair accessible? I told them I would never work in a wheelchair handicap accessible place.
Fucking the last weeding I did with Rhubarb and Emmaus.
Yeah.
There was a lady in a wheelchair up front. You know how he throws candy out to the crowd?
Yeah.
He fucking, like, he goes to throw it, and as it's leaving his hand, he's like, what am I doing? Because she, like, half leans for it, and then it all falls all over the floor. And he felt so horrible.
Like 2 feet over her
head.
It
was so hilarious. He could have picked anybody at all to throw that to, and he throws it to her. I called him the next morning. I'm like, hey, how's it going? He's like, I'm still thinking about that lady in the wheelchair. Yeah. I'm like, oh, you poor guy.
It's like
blast,
shooting
though.
The t-shirt gun at someone with like cerebral palsy or something.
Ah, put your hands. Oh, shit. Yeah, I'm good. I had a lady in a wheelchair at a show, electronic one.
Yeah.
When she liked a joke, she'd hit the beep, 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 beep.
Oh my God.
That was wild.
I would have told someone to wheel her out. Honestly.
Three Sisters Winery. Yeah, dude, that was a fun spot. The show was at so like funny. 5. The sun was up.
I'm like, you wouldn't be treated the same as everybody else. You don't get to. I can't bring like a fucking horn to the show.
every table got a bottle of wine. And there was, I think, just the two of them. And I think her husband wasn't drinking. And she was getting fucked up.
That's so crazy. I love women when they're wine drunk.
Oh my God. Dude. And access
kinda,
to a
it's
horn.
It's kind of scary.
Come on now.
It's a little, it's like one of those.
Wine drunk.
Yeah,
is a
wine
special.
Drunk women are like
hit an ant.
Those like scary movies drunk. Where it's there's not really any scary. Every once in a while, like something pops out and you go, Like one time I remember my one boyfriend's, like my one ex's, like, aunt or something was wasted, and we were sitting like, I don't know what we were doing, like, but it was like after dinner, and she was like trying to cut a pear with a fucking knife. Yeah. And I was like, somebody stop this.
She's
woman.
Gotta kill somebody. Yeah.
I was like, she's absolutely gonna fucking slice her finger off. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I had an aunt, she was cutting cheese. Same thing, just hammered drunk.
I was sitting next to her and I kind of moved over to the other side of the table.
Who gave you a blade,
you know,
lady?
To get a better view.
Still in the splash zone.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Oh no.
Even when I drink, I mean, like, I'm included. I drink wine. Sometimes I'm like,
I don't think I've ever been full. Like, I've had some wine, like at dinner, but that's never been something I've gotten just drunk off of. Gotten drunk off of sake. Is that kind of close? It's like a wine, isn't it?
I don't know.
It?
I feel like wine almost gives you a little bit more of like some sort of like weird body feel.
You're robust.
As you're drunk.
It's all the antioxidants or something. It's good for you.
You're like, Yeah, I don't know. I just love to drink, so I've been trying to drink less. Cheers.
I'm empty.
Yeah, here, grab one.
I need
one.
To drink more currently.
Why not?
What is your go-to drink if you're at a mic or something, or a show? Sorry. Big fancy lady.
I do love to drink, but I love to try to not. I don't like being drunk around people, so I actually am pretty good at drinking. I'll start out with, I'll have a couple whiskeys.
Okay.
And then I do drink a lot of Pilsners. Pilsners are, like, kind of light, so you can drink, like, a few pilsners and not get too fucked up.
Uh-huh. When you know what different beers do, that's a good place to be in life.
I'm like a professional drinker. My one aunt would be like kind of give me like tips on how to like drink and not. She's like, you never
get caught.
No, it's just like if you actually like drinking and you're not doing it and like you like enjoy being kind of a little buzzed, you don't actually like, and you're not an alcoholic and you're not like too crazy about it. It's like you do just like to have like, you know, you have one strong drink and then you switch over to beer and. Then you're just like kind of drunk for a long you can be drunk and enjoy it for longer.
Yeah.
If you don't get like super fucked up real fast.
Sure, yeah. You're in for the duration. You don't.
I some sound people I've really seen, bad saying all
it
this.
It sounds real bad. Yeah, dude. It
and like, I love bad. Being drunk so much that I'm just a little drunk
all the time. Yeah.
For that's long periods of time.
That's how I am with weed, though. So I understand completely.
I'm also a little bit like that. I like smoking weed.
Sure, yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
It's like the best.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It is a lot of fun.
I was actually talking to my friend earlier about how like he's got to go to a wedding in D.C. and he was like texting his friends about like smoking weed down there. And his one friend was being a square about it. He's like, oh, you can't smoke weed down here. And I was like, ew, what?
Yeah.
I can't. It's like it kind of like I've been smoking weed for so long. I also got... one time my friend and I in Philly, like years ago, were standing outside of a bar and smoking a bowl and two cops rolled up and like, we just got a ticket.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
It was like one of the most chill experiences I've ever had with a cop, honestly. Probably because I was pretty stoned.
Yeah. It's not bad.
Also, I wasn't actually getting written up because I wasn't actively smoking the weed. You're like,
I'm just here watching, officer.
It was so terrible, too, because it was, like, my friend used to do this thing where he would, like, pack up, instead of, like, rolling something, he would pack a bowl and then put a piece of tinfoil around it, and then he put it in his pocket.
What, he didn't want to get the loose weed in his pocket? What a baby. What the
fuck was wrong? No, he was just weird. He would just, well, yeah, you don't want to get loose weed. Hold on.
No, I probably got loose weed in this pocket right now. Like, I'm proud about that. I bet there's some in there.
That adds up.
It does add up. Every bit counts, man.
He would put. Man. It's like roll a joint.
So I'm with him. I can't roll. I got a fine motor delay, and I can't like literally every joint I've ever tried to roll. I've tried to smoke it, and then I've gone fuck it, and then I've put it right back in a bowl. I can't do it, and I don't
like
wanna.
A one hitter or something.
Yeah, I have them, but you can't be social and be like, "Hey, you want to share my one hitter?" I have so many people.
So many
turn
one
me
hitters.
Down.
I disagree.
Everybody turns me down. It could just be me.
That's, yeah, this it's you a, for sure. Everyone me. Turns you down. I like almost never turn weed down.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's been funny because I have like I was in Jacksonville, Florida, and then I was in Georgia, and it's like. I don't really like, I didn't have weed on me, but then like the one show, like the, in Jacksonville, I didn't really, no one like really smoked me up. But then at the Georgia show, just while I was on stage, I was just like, I did a joke about smoking weed and I was just like, and also like, what's up with weed here?
Yeah.
And then literally as I got off stage with the guy, actually, this is my pocket. One of the guys in the audience, he walked up to me, like literally got up while I was getting off stage and he was like, here.
Yeah, there you go. That's rad.
And then I just took
astronauts.
It's just a little weed vape thing. A disposable
covered
weed
in hoodie.
Yeah, now it's like it was in my pocket.
They get goobered up quick.
Well, it's just it's just
this
is
the inverse
pocket.
Of loose weed in your pocket.
It's the goopy vape. Man. But I was just like, oh, cool, thanks, dude. Yeah. I was like, that was super effective.
Yeah.
Because that's one thing about traveling around is, like, I do kind of look up, like, I'm, like, learning about what the state rules are and shit like that. Because I'm, like...
Farther north you go, you're all right. But, yeah.
Yeah. It's just, like, I don't know. I feel like I just have been smoking and no one has cared since I was 20.
Yeah. So, I mean,
I haven't even had any issues with it, no matter where I've been.
I remember getting caught for having weed in... I think it was like 10th grade, something like that. And then, like, I got suspended. It was a whole thing.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But I didn't get to smoke it. Like, I was going to be, like, the first time I smoked weed. I was so disappointed that I didn't get to.
Oh no! So you just got you got in trouble for just having it and not even being high.
Yeah, because we were. So the plan was
you fucked it up.
I probably fucked it up. Goddamn people I was involved with. Me and a couple friends were gonna meet up after school, as they would. And we were going to smoke the weed.
At 420.
At 420, dude, probably. We were going to be cool about it. But I knew my one friend, we were texting, my one friend's like, yeah, I got a barbecue lighter. We're good on that. And yeah, we had to like piece it together. It was kind of fun and exciting. But then somebody's dad saw the message and then like, oh, you're all going to smoke weed after school. It's like, well, what? No. And then he told the school and the school. Whatever. Yeah. Blew the whole thing up. And then I got home. I'm like, I got to get rid of that weed.
Your teachers smoked that weed.
Yeah, probably.
Or like whoever took the weed. Yeah. They whoever took the weed from you smoked it.
No, it was.
You know?
Nobody smoked it because I threw it away because I was so scared.
Oh, my God.
I was a little scaredy baby bitch.
Yeah. You're a little bitch.
Yeah, I was a little bitch. So
that's so funny.
I remember flushing it. I'm like, well, if I don't have it, they can't prove that we were going to do it, and they're like, yeah, we can't, but you can still be suspended under this this regime that we have here in Homer High
School. Why the fuck would your school have anything to do with, like, you having weed at your house? Yeah. That's so weird.
Yeah, it was because it was going to be committed on school grounds or something, the crime.
Oh, my God.
I don't fucking know, man. I didn't ask questions.
The text came from inside the school.
I was too busy being a little bitch and flushing.
Yeah, that's
weed.
So
that
I didn't smoke
day,
weed until I was in college. So.
It smelled like KFC, and I'm like, I wonder if it was even good weed. Like it
smelled like KFC.
Yeah, like spicy, like but also greasy. You know,
it's just oregano.
It probably was. I bought it. Funny. Yeah. How I bought the weed was this kid in the back of the bus. what a after school special I live.
What year?
This
was
like 10th grade, I'd say. 10th grade.
Yeah, but like,
how old were you? 2009.
Oh, okay.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I'll say 9, all 8 right. in that area. I went to buy the weed from him. I'm like, hey, I heard you go. He's like, yeah. I'm like, well, here's $40. And he holds one up. He's like, well, that one's fake. And I'm like, fake? What? Like, that's my mom's 20. She gave me that.
And you're like, you know what? I stole that out of my mom's purse. Are you calling my mom
a
counterfeiter?
A counterfeiter? Yeah. So then I got like a couple nuggets, but I didn't know what weed was. So I felt like it was a good deal. Probably not. I think he definitely ripped me off.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Just like as a cute girl, I didn't really start smoking weed like
until college, which is I feel like
college.
More appropriate.
Yeah, and then I was an athlete in college. I literally had to sign a thing at the beginning of the year, NCAA, like,
all right,
I'm not gonna smoke. All right. I'm not gonna do drugs. You can drug test me, and then I would smoke weed every once in a while, and then for like. A couple weeks, I would just be like so freaked out. But I'll tell you, the next day after I would smoke weed with my friends, the next day at practice would be like the best day I had.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was. Maybe I was sleeping like more relaxed or something like that. And I just didn't give a fuck when I came to practice. I was just doing shit. But man, I really would like rip it up when I
had one day of lacrosse that stands out where I'm like, I tore it up. And then, like, it got me a spot on the field for, like, 15 seconds. But I stopped a shot. I did some cool shit with it. But, like, it was, we would get so high before practice.
That's so funny.
Like, that's literally all we would do is just, between class and practice, is just, all right, how high can we get? This is fucking.
That's so nuts. Because I was a rower, and it was, like, we had a whole, we would have, like, basically when we get back.
I'd be so scared to fall off. Like the boat. That's what I'd be worried about.
You'd be worried about falling out of the boat.
Yeah. I'd be so scared. That's my biggest fear.
That's so
about
funny.
Every watercraft. I would. We were kayaking.
Can you swim?
Yeah, you can swim, but I'm fat and I look very stupid when I fall. So it's an embarrassment thing.
You're fat, you'll float.
Yeah, I know, but all the shit in my
back.
I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
You would have, like, jeans on.
Yeah. If I knew I was going near the water, I'd have shorts and flip-flops. I know.
Big t-shirt on.
I rock it. Oh, yeah. With a big hole in it. Yeah, my Colorado shirt. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That'd be the one. Yeah, it's a good shirt.
No, I mean, I rode in like, actual, like, sweep rowing is, like, you know, when they're each person has one oar.
Okay.
And there's one on each side. So okay. It's, like, pairs or, like, a four or eight.
Okay.
So I mostly rode eight. Like, eight people sweep rowing.
Okay.
It's really hard to flip them. It's really hard to, like...
Gotcha, okay.
You'd have to throw yourself out of it to fall out.
Getting in.
No, you just have... You would just have it, like, kind of pulled
up. It is kind of built around, like, the sport. Yeah.
You also figure... Like, it's, like... Yeah, I mean, I guess it is, like... I mean, you would... you would maybe be clumsy and fall out of it, but... Yeah. But I would scull every once in a while... Which is when it's like the two.
Gotcha, yeah.
And how's that? Those are very easy to flip.
Yeah, okay.
Because they're very small. They're very, very thin.
Narrow, yeah.
And you are
inside
like.
Inside of that, right? I'm only picturing a kayak, like skulls, but long and skinnier.
The skulls right? are so tiny because they don't really have to support that much weight. They're so small that it's almost just like you're sitting on top of the water.
Yeah. And ooh, that's an eerie feeling that I. Ah.
So I had flipped a couple of those. I got really good at...
Like rolling?
I never got good at that.
Oh, no.
I never got good at sculling, but I did get pretty good at getting back into the boat after flipping it, which was really hard because you would have to swim underneath of it, pop it up over your head, and then flip it without it touching the water so that it wouldn't get water inside of it. And then you'd have to, like, hold the oars and pull yourself up. On
Help!
That's crazy.
Help! That's really crazy. No, fuck that, man. It's some really nasty nuts. River, right? Where would you...
I flipped once in the Schuylkill.
Schuylkill. Schuylkill flipping.
The Schuylkill.
No good.
But I would row mostly out of Ventnor in New Jersey.
Okay.
So we would row in the bay, which was also kind of wild because... It would just be, it's like exposed marshes, so it's like, there would be like white caps on the water, and we would just still go out. That was kind of terrifying.
Yeah.
I was like 15.
Yo.
I was like 15, and we would go out, and it was like fucking Gilligan's Island, like fucking
That's
stormy.
Scary. That's so scary, dude. I know, fucking, we, my family, we went to Acadia, Maine, for like a vacation. They had a national park up there. We're kayaking in Acadia, like they got these little islands you can only get there by kayaking to. So my mom and I were fucking kayaking away, seeing like puffins and beavers and shit. It was insane. And you're kind of going to all these islands and then you can see like the mainland and you're like, oh, it's just cut across the ocean.
Yeah,
fucking, no. I'm like, that's why not? It's
you
a straight
stay
line.
Along the shore so you
Holy
like, yeah.
fuck. It's so scary. Like you're paddling. You're like, I'm going nowhere. It's really, it's,
oh my
it's
God.
So
You could have died.
Could have died. And like mom's like, I don't think we should do this. I'm like, I think you're right. We're going to turn around and go back.
Well,
and yeah, no, that was.
We found the root of your fear.
So scary. Yeah, probably. Yeah, yeah. That was fun though. I got splashed by a beaver.
Whoa.
How many
beavers? That sounds dirty.
It was whimsical and fun, and you made
yeah,
it
with
dirty.
Your mom. You got splashed by a beaver.
She
with
was
your
further
mom?
Back. She didn't see it, but I told her about it. She's like, yeah, sure. I'm like, you don't believe me about anything.
That's so funny.
Yeah, it was cool. It got close. I'm like, is that a beaver? I paddled over and it splashed me. I'm like, it was a beaver. It was pretty fucking sick. Pretty
yeah, sick. I think like water sports are one of those interesting things where it's like if you're comfortable being in the water or on water,
you can fucking crush.
It's the most relaxing.
Yeah,
thing.
Man.
But if you're not really comfortable, it's kind of the most terrifying thing.
Kayaking on the lake is fun. I like that. Be peaceful. You know,
yeah.
Maybe fun. Yeah.
Yeah, I go kayaking.
It's cozy.
The, right around the Pine Barrens every summer.
Nice. That's cool.
And that's nice. It is fun. I actually love going there because it's like the Pine Barrens is cool in Jersey. Like,
I fuck with
really
it.
Understand Jersey. Like, I'm not really going to talk about how great Jersey is because it also sucks.
All
right. But it is interesting.
It's pretty.
Right? You're from Jersey.
I'm not quite, but yeah, I spent a lot of time there.
Wait, where are you from?
I'm from upstate New York, but I lived in Jersey.
Okay, for a year. You came here.
Came here from Jersey. That's it. It's a hard fucking explanation.
Wow. Know? No, it's fine. You're working my way to Philly.
But it's a fun spot. Like there are really beautiful parts of Jersey that are just like farms and forests and shit.
Mm-hmm. But it's like where you go up to like this little kayaking excursion place. Then they like put you on a school bus and then they drive you through and the guys have little like microphones and they're telling you all this like history of like where you're driving through and like they're so like into it. They just like love the Pine Barrens and you're just like on a school bus for like 25 minutes with one of these like weird dudes that probably fucking lives in a tent in the fucking they're all crazy. But they're like
they're not right, you know. There's they're probably right. They found something that gives them a passion in life, but they're odd.
Oh my God, the last time I went there, the girl that was working there that like set us up with our thing was the girl that was like one of my only friends until I was like went to high school.
Oh, really?
Like we weren't best friends. I just didn't have any other.
You had nobody. Yeah, sure. Yeah,
she lived a few blocks away from me. She lived closest to me. And that's how being a kid.
That's how it worked.
Yeah,
me and Norm. This kid Norm.
Yeah, this girl Allison. Across the street. Yeah. If I could describe her and her family and the way that I feel about them is that like they would drink a glass of milk at every meal. You know people like that?
Yeah, American.
Good, yeah, good, white, wholesome white fucking people.
No, no, no.
Yeah,
Like,
we were a hard drink, milk drinking family.
They would like wear sunscreen when it was cloudy.
Okay, yeah. I get you. I'm getting the, unplug the TV when you're done using it.
Like, it's like they didn't have to drink milk. It's like the kids demanded that they would. It was like just like kind of weird.
Sure.
They were just kind of bizarre.
A little off.
Not like bizarre. They're just like the parents were. Like, they're just like it's like two nerds get together.
Yep.
They have kids. Their kids are freaking nerds.
Yeah, dude. I got that in my family going on. I'm watching it develop. I'm like, yuck.
Yeah.
Yuck. You fucking those kids don't stand a chance.
Yeah, and I never thought I wanted to have kids, but recently I've been like, I should have a kid because it's like we need some fucking
need something scampering around,
fucking some red little Chad running around.
Nah, I get that.
There's like so much mental illness in my family. I'm like, I have to meet the most like the least mentally ill person to like have like potential for normal genes.
Well, at least you're doing comedy, and that should help attract.
Well, I was gonna say
stable fellas.
The thing is normal people we don't get along
at all. I know.
So it's either like bring a little psycho into the world or give up on the idea of having kids. Do you want to have kids?
Not really. I got nieces. They're pretty cool.
I feel like being a cool aunt is kind of the vibe.
Pretty rad. It's a pretty rad feeling being an. I got a fucking. For Christmas, I got a new my one niece gets me a drink bottle. I can't think of what the fuck they're called.
A drink bottle.
But you know, like a reusable, like the one you got. What would you call that?
Like a water bottle?
It's a water bottle.
A drink bottle. What are you putting in? Alcohol? It sounds like someone.
I thought you meant flask.
I've never had it. It literally
sounded like you were drinking out of an actual water bottle and someone said, hey, what is that? And you said, drink bottle. Because you're like drinking margarita out of it.
You can put anything in these. You don't limit it to water.
What is this, my tequila thermos?
All right, I fucked up. What do you want from me? Ain't perfect. she gets me a water bottle every year.
Okay, there you go. You're the one who stopped and said, what is it called?
Well, I forgot what it was called, and I figured you could help me instead of chastise me for a moment of weakness. But it said something about... I didn't know I'd be a great uncle, but here I am killing it. So now I see that when I wake up and I'm not killing it at all. I'm like, all right, I guess. It's cool. It gives you inspiration when you don't think you're going to get it. You know?
Well, it's like you're killing it as an uncle. The bar for uncles is very low.
Very low.
If you're not touching the kid, you're pretty much a great uncle.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Yeah.
Man, we need to lift uncles up. I'm going to start a hashtag.
Oh, yeah.
At least they're hydrating properly.
Make sure he drinks water.
Who is manufacturing these? What is the market for uncles that need water bottles?
They marketed it as a drink bottle. That's why I was confused. So, bite your tongue. Were you an aunt or anything? I apologize. I'll let you laugh.
I'm laughing so hard because there's like, have you ever, I hate myself. I'm sorry. I just have something funny I want to say, but it's too funny to me.
Oh, no.
That I can't say it, which is the most embarrassing thing that I ever do.
Does that happen a lot for you?
No.
Okay, good. Yeah, I hoped it would be a rarity. I've never brought myself to tears. Oh, no, I have brought myself to tears, but I've had nobody around to share it with.
It's so stupid that it's
not going to kill by now. It's way too far away. We're miles away.
It would never be worth saying. I'm a little buzzed, so I'm just laughing at myself.
Having fun. All
right, let's see if I can say this. I was going to say, it's not your father's water bottle.
Yeah.
It's not your father's water. It's your uncle's drink bottle. Which is like, you can understand why.
It's good.
It's like, I didn't really want to say it.
You're like, that was so funny that I was so quick and came up with it.
It was something that I was going to keep to myself, and then all of a sudden.
You gotta
I'm crying.
I'm crying.
God, I hate that I laugh at myself. Do you do that?
Laugh at myself? I do it actively, like, on stage, and people tell me that's a bad thing.
Yeah, I do it on stage.
I don't know. Like, I write things that I think are funny. You know, is that wrong? So if it makes me laugh while I'm saying it, I think that's, I don't know.
I'm always a little surprised that people think what I'm saying is funny. So when they're laughing, it kind of makes me laugh too.
Yeah. You're like, really? Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I hate that. I've done that my whole entire life where it's like, I'll start saying something, I'll start laughing, I'll keep talking, and you can't understand it. It's like ridiculous.
I'll laugh at myself, but if I'm like in the car, just saying some nonsense. You know how you get when you're just driving for hours to something.
Yeah.
And you get in some loop that you'll never be able to recreate. There's some combination of songs and thoughts, and then you're saying something that makes no sense to anybody outside of that car. I'll crack myself up and like, I have nothing to show for that. Like, but I was happy. I wasted the time, you know? So I feel like that's good. Instead of negativity in my life, you know? I made myself laugh for fucking 45 minutes.
Yeah, it just feels so embarrassing. Mm-hmm. Or like narcissistic almost.
It's narcissistic, sure. But I mean, we are kind of narcissistic to get on stage and go, hey, you guys want to hear what I've been thinking.
That is so true.
You know, so it comes with the territory, but it's recognizing that, you know, you're not crazy. Like, there's a couple people. Now, how many, you started in, like, Philly and you always been here?
I started in Philly and I've always, I moved to New York, but I moved to New York right at the end of 2019.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
So then I just moved right back.
Uh-huh.
And then didn't do comedy. Yeah, so I didn't really... Gotcha. I did, like, comedy up there for, like, maybe 2 months.
The difference... Like, I've been... this is my third comedy scene. And, like, seeing the same people is wild. Like
the
same...
The same,
like cookie
type?
Cutter. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's like, whoa, fuck.
Do you have, like, a favorite stereotypical wackadoo comic?
Do
you like the hacky old guy that's been doing it for 30 years? That's kind of my favorite guy.
I like more niche. I like black guy with the name Mr. attached to it.
Okay.
that like I know like 35 Mr. somethings.
Mr. Skittles.
Mr. this. And then I'm like, are you anything like the Mr. I know? And I'm like, you're totally different. God damn. Look at all these Mr.'s out here. I like a Mr. Black person, and I like my God. It's hard to define as like a stereotype, like person. It's more like personality. Like, there's a guy that tells jokes like that fucking 200 miles north of here, and you've never met, and it's insane. You're not stealing his stuff. He's not stealing your stuff, but like, it's crazy how your minds work the same.
Yeah, just parallel thinking, bad on a really low level.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I'm like, I've seen this shitty bit worked out fucking. And like, I've definitely, not that I can't pinpoint it, but I've heard him like, that's a bit my buddy's got and it's never worked for him. And it's murdering down here when this guy tells it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that, I'm like, that's crazy to me.
I do try to think, like, is anything that I'm saying, like, original?
Oh, yeah.
Before I, like, do it. But then, like, sometimes you are, like, in a space and you're like, you're like, okay, this isn't like, I know that this isn't like the most original thing to say, but there's something in the room. Man. It's like, there's something like whatever. And
fucking,
like,
a buddy was giving me shit after a show because I had a bit that's got like, I thought it was just kind of a fun observation. And he's like, and he just gave me shit for being super hacky. And I'm like, yeah. Like, it's just like the road stuff I've done. It's like, yeah, I've turned into like.
Yeah, it's just like general... it almost becomes hacky to do anything to do on the road where you go like, oh, here's an observation about your town. All of that's always going to be, you're not, unless you're saying something real, unless you're like really trying to be like super, super creative or something like specific to you happened or whatever. But it's like anything, people from Philly. Oh, you guys. I mean, I was saying go Birds the other, like.
Sure. Like, sure, yeah.
I mean, until they started sucking butt.
Yeah.
Just like, not even to pander, but I was like going into something, but I was just doing it because it's like the audience is funny. Like, they know that I'm not serious about fucking pandering. They know I'm like joke. Kind of ironically pandering, but it still works. It's not off-putting, I don't think. Yeah.
No,
maybe it is.
and part of it is doing like just all these one-nighters, and it's like I'm never gonna see these people again.
Yeah,
in my life.
That is what's,
you know. So it's kind of like fucking. If it's hacky, I apologize, but they fucking. That's what they deserved, you know? Like, they were liking that kind of shit. They didn't want to laugh at things that they had to think at. So I went hacky, and look at that. They're having fun.
Sometimes you do have to accept,
you know,
that the audience is not, like...
They're not the brightest
folks. They're not always going to be the smartest people.
No, man. They paid to come to fucking some Holiday Inn.
Yeah, but then, like, dude, I saw some... There was, like... Someone sent me this dude on Instagram was like doing comedy lesson. I sent this to Drew. It's like comedy lessons when they're like watching a clip with someone and then they were like recording it and then the guy was giving them like all these tips. And the way he was like, it's like, okay, the audience is not the brightest all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Or like you have a comedy audience where you know they're going to like get every little tiny little thing that you do, every nuance.
Yeah.
And you can lean into the acting and da-da-da. Then there's other people where it's like you got to kind of hit them in a different way.
Yeah.
Not like dumb everything down, but just like not be expecting them to understand like a little punch here and like other little things. They're not gonna catch it.
Yeah.
This guy was like talking about he kept saying training the audience. You know, he was talking about comedy in like the most, I was like, this guy, we should put him in jail.
Training the audience. What?
I was like, this is one of those like, oh, could you go back in time and, you know, change history. Yeah, it's like, this guy is like the way he was talking about comedy was like making me so uncomfortable. Yeah, he was like talking about like how you want, he was like, ooh, 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 that's like, you want to train the audience. You said hello to everybody. He was like, you said hello to everybody. And that really told the audience that you wanted them to pay attention to you. Like the way he was like, it's like
when, boiling everything.
Yeah. Down. It's like how the Beatles would come out with a song that meant nothing. Cause everyone was trying to like drill in every word and like every little make every meaning and that they thought happens. Like actually it's just like the audience is not that like they're not animals.
No, but you can trick them.
It's just about having control of the room or the attention go away from you.
It's
not the same thing as like he was talking about it as if he was was like a hypnotist.
Yeah. You can't tell me it doesn't feel like that though.
What?
Like you're hypnotizing people. Like after you're
what?
Like sometimes. You're telling me it doesn't like wow, I have them all like on the same wavelength. You know what I mean?
No, I've never thought about that.
Like, kind of grabbing all their... not that I could make them do anything, but it's like, I can make them laugh if I just change my inflection at the right time. Because I'm like, I know this fucking joke stinks. And this has nothing behind it. But if I tell it like this, now you like it. And fucking, it works.
Ew.
And it catches me off. I'm like, God damn it all. Like, it bugs me when that happens.
You kind of sound crazy like this guy, dude.
Yeah, man. I'm not doing it actively, but I've noticed it. I'm like,
no, absolutely. I mean, that absolutely is part of comedy, is like timing and cadence and all of those things. I don't think it's like, I mean, I guess it is cool. It is, I guess, kind of impressive to like, be making people have like an involuntary reaction in their body, like I never really
involuntary that out. You can kind of dial in right now. It's gonna happen. Yeah, I kind of like that aspect of it. Now that I've been doing it enough to be like the fucking, it's still super fun, but like the allure of like I can't remember the last time I was nervous. So I would I mean I still get nervous, but like I would always get nervous in a new venue. Every time I was playing someplace I've never been before, I would get these unknown, but those butterflies are dead. So those ones are gone, but there's a different like, oh, I hope this goes right. Or I hope they don't have a this or, you know, something like I have less of a fear of the dark, you know, just the mystery and more, I know what can go wrong and how it can be prevented.
Oh, yeah, you know? So you filled in the unknown with what you know now.
Yeah.
And you're kind of like, you're...
I'm proactive about it. Yeah. Because it's crazy how just, like, little things are, like, you could turn the music off in the fucking place. Like, you didn't think about turning the music off in the bar. We were doing a thing. Like,
I mean, I'm kind of like, I can't deal with it, so I just tell people.
Yeah.
I just go up and I go, hey, you got to do this.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'll just tell the bar myself. Mm-hmm. I don't even care.
Mm-hmm.
Which maybe is not like always the best, but I'm like.
Well, there's a way you do it.
Oh, yeah. I don't start screaming, turn that fucking shit down.
Yeah.
No. But I've also done, it's like I've done so many shows where it's like,
you've seen, we had a guy.
I've seen it all.
I had some shithole in upstate New York that we were doing a show. There's like a playoff game, and the guy, everybody's there for the football game, and the guy's the runner. He's like, let's turn the TVs off, and everybody becomes irate. I'm like, leave them on, leave the fucking TVs on, dude. Like they're not here for us. This is a glorified open mic you're running.
Yeah, or just don't have a comedy show during a game that everybody's watching.
Yeah, that guy was a Viking. He'd like swing swords around and shit. It was a very interactive thing.
A Viking?
Yeah, I feel like if we talk shit, it's going to get right back. Like, there's only so many Viking comedians out there.
There's one in every city.
Yeah, that's one of the Viking guy. One of the types. Oh my God. I thought you were going to say he's a Vikings fan because we're talking about football.
No,
I guess.
No, like has swords and shit.
Wow. Yeah. Dude, I guess he could really be anything these days.
He'll let you do anything. There's, I guess he got into it with some guy one night. Like, he's like, yo, quit swinging that sword around. He's like, fucking make me some. Quit swinging it. It's like, what the fuck? You're starting shit and you're armed, bro. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, guns are scary, but really, if I saw someone with a fucking sword out in public, I would
and dress like
run a lot faster, honestly.
Dress like a barbarian, too. Like full, yeah.
Yeah, it might be because I can't outrun a gun, so where? What am I even doing?
Yeah, you just accept your fate. Yeah.
I would run. I would immediately start running if I saw someone there. I saw some video on YouTube recently where it was like some guy brought a machete into like a fucking Wendy's or something. It just looked like.
Oh, yeah, it was in New York.
You see that?
Yeah.
And I was just like, there were like a couple of people that were just. It's like they're so desensitized from living in the city that they're like waiting for their food. I'm like, a dude comes in with a literal machete and is slamming it against the tables and chopping and screaming at people. And they're just sitting there waiting for their food. They're like, can you pass the salt?
Somebody's gonna take care of that in a second. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. I'm is like, kind of wild.
What in the actual fuck? Yeah. I would be running so fast.
Yeah. Or at least trying to get out of there, you know. What's the wildest situation? Like something's popping off. What's the craziest thing where you're like, I gotta get out of here?
Like you're saying, like, what's the least crazy thing for me to have to be out of there?
Yeah.
I mean, just in general, like...
Somebody starts yelling?
I mean, I have, like, a heightened sense of everything.
Yeah.
Especially just being in the city all the time.
Yeah, sure.
If I'm not, like, drunk or high, like, to the point where I'm focused on my own... Like, you know what I mean?
If I'm not too drunk or high.
Yeah, when I'm not, like... I get you. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I'm not, like, completely kind of, like, checked out, and, like, hanging out with my friends... I'm
on point, motherfucker.
I will. No, I really like it. It could just be the way someone's walking. It could be like just the way someone's like
really
interacting with other people around them.
I got nothing to do with this. Yeah.
Yeah, I hate that like don't cross the street shit. I'm like, I'm always crossing the street.
Sure.
You'll see me cross the street. Boop, 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 boop. Yeah. Just avoiding people. I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
You're a threat.
How about you here?
Girl with the stroller, you're a threat.
You're in a grocery store and you hear somebody yelling somebody. You're out, you don't want to... Okay. You can hear that it's the aisle next to you.
It would be like totally... See, that's one of those things where it's like your intuition kicks in.
Okay.
So it's like if you hear, it would be like the tone of someone's voice, what they're saying. Is it a man? Is it a woman? Is it a young person?
Are you going to try and sneak a peek is what I'm getting at. Or are you just like, out
nosy
totally? Am I nosy? Was that nosy to want to see what's going on a little bit? You could like, I'm giving you a prime example. You could walk all the way down to the other end where you know shit's not popping off. Give a look and be like, that's what I thought was going on. No, you wouldn't. You're just self-preservation automatically kicks in.
Yeah, I'm saying it would be super dependent on the situation. If I thought it was like, if it was like two teenage girls that might like start slapping each other in the face,
man yelling at a woman.
Yes, I'm going over and watching.
Yeah,
yelling at a woman.
Yeah, you're a fucking stupid bitch. You do this all the time, like.
Kind of want to see what she looked like.
Yeah. Yeah. It does depend, I guess.
But ooh, like if
somebody's
it was
yelling
like,
at a worker.
Oh, yeah, no. A lot of yeah.
That
no,
would give
I'm
me
like,
stress.
I don't really like confrontation.
Cause yeah, the confrontation. I'd be like, man.
Violence.
Yeah.
Violence is not my.
Nah.
Not my vibe.
Yeah.
That,
no, I'm with
that
you.
Really ruined my vibe.
I'm with you there.
I don't trust people. I never have.
Mm.
And I never will.
It's wise. It's very wise of you.
So, yeah. I think that there's just a way that you can hear tones in people's voices.
Yeah.
Of anger.
Uh-huh.
And seriousness. Yeah. And, like, it would be very dependent on that. Like, I mean, I've been around crazy stuff. I was in a 7-Eleven one time, and this guy walked up, and he was just covered in blood.
Yeah, that'll happen. Yeah. Sometimes you get blood on you.
He was just like...
How covered? Spattery blood or like drenched?
It wasn't...
Like wet blood.
If you touched him, you'd have blood on you.
Okay, yeah. All right, yeah.
But at the same time, not leaving a trail.
Okay.
The clothes were kind of doing the work in the not leaving the trail part. I think it was mostly his blood.
Oh, poor fella.
Fully, very much potential that it was also somebody else's blood. In addition to his. Yeah. Definitely some of it was his.
Yeah. You can see O positive and A B.
Yeah.
You're good at that.
I'll tell you, I'm positive.
Like, I've been around. Some of it was his. I'm positive that I'm walking away from that man. I was stuck where I lived, upstate New York, is a shithole. There's a guy, I was stuck waiting on a train passing, so I'm just sitting there. I got my windows down. There's a town I grew up in, has a lot of meth, so you get a lot of meth heads bouncing around, bebopping and scatting.
Nice.
And I hear he's like, yeah, I don't know, the fucker just hit me. And then I look over and the man's whole arm is just covered in blood and he's dripping and he's just talking to people on the street that are like, what the fuck? Like trying to get by him. And he's like, yeah, yo, what are you going to do? Sometimes a guy hits you. That's the closest I've been to an actively bleeding man.
Yeah, it was just like a hit and run.
I believe so.
The guy was just totally chill about it.
My friend, I'll tell you.
He must have been drunk.
My friend, Josh, he told me this story, and I believe it, knowing the creatures out there. Saw a guy, he was riding a bike. He got hit by a car. Fucked up, you know, bike went all over. He gets over, picks up the bike, and just stares at the guy. And just walks off with the bike, and then ding, 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 just bikes right off. Dude, we got some critters out there.
He took his own bike?
The guy that got hit by the bike was like, how dare you? Like, rude, like the guy that got hit.
Oh, my God.
Fucking recovered like that and fucking paddled back off. I saw a bunch of people dip out on a cab. Like, that was just like, I'm like, oh, yeah, people suck. Like, the town I grew up in is awful. I just see, I see all the doors fly open, everybody runs out, and the guy gets out, and he's just... It's just so defeated. Like, fuck. Better luck next time, dude.
Yeah. You gotta get a new job. Cabs are out.
Gotta do Uber.
You gotta Uber.
Gotta Uber eat. Everybody's eating around here. Yeah.
We'll probably wrap this up. Sweet. You got anything
coming up?
Sorry. I'm good once I'm in the conversation. I don't know how to get in and out of conversations.
When's this coming out?
I'm like, what day is today? We'll put it out.
We'll put it out tomorrow if you want.
Yeah, no.
I don't mean to run. I'm just saying, why would I promote something?
We'll put it out.
You know what I mean? Week.
It'll be like early next week. So like
early next week. So I'll plug February 24th then.
Yeah, do that.
Come out to fucking Tom's River.
Definitely be out by then.
Where? I don't know yet. But you could follow me on Instagram and find out. It's Seth.Ruddick.
Yeah, that's me. Thank you for coming on.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. It was so much fun.
This was very fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm going to be doing a show March 16th, Philly Barber Co. It's going to be really fun. I'm producing it. If you go to my Instagram, the link is in my bio. And you have to come. Because I keep telling people that if I just had a show, it would be great. And if it doesn't go well, I'm going to really quit comedy for good. but so that's not true because I do have other stuff going on. But no, check out my Instagram. Follow my other podcast, Got Nothing For You. We're talking Survivor, me and Shane O'Connor. We really got nothing for you. That's the whole thing. We're not really doing a good job of recapping the show. The last episode, we did impressions for probably 25 minutes, and none of them were good. So check that out.
That's what I want from a...
And then end of February, 23rd, 24th, I'll be at Wisecrackers out in the Punkinos.
Nice. Take my viewing audience away from me.
Well, the people that are going to the Poconos are not going to wherever friggin'
Powers River. You don't want to go to the shore?
It's a three hour drive.
It's February. They're not the same people.
Yeah, it's a different crew. I've driven from Tom's River to the Poconos. It's not a fun one. No.
It's pretty dull.
Yeah.
All right.
But closing, the show won't be.
Yeah. Both shows will be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go to his show. Come to my show.
Absolutely.
Fuck Taylor Swift. I don't know what this is. I can't stand hearing anything about this bitch anymore. And I'm going to end it on that, on a little negative note. Thanks for listening, guys. Bye.